freshman quarterback has to remain solid tonight. He can't let it get to him. He's got to play well. Going to have to make a big throw or two at some point in the game. For USA, it's force those situations. Force third down and long, fourth down and long, and force them to be uncomfortable and throw the football. And last but not least, Clark, it could come down to a one-score game. And I said this last time we were here and these two teams faced off, and I'll say it again. Whoever has the ball last may be the team that wins this game. I think both of these teams are that close, and one mistake could cost either team the football game. It's that close.
That seems to be the MO all season long, especially for Cass City being in very tight games. And will that be beneficial now entering the playoffs?
It can't hurt them. They know what it feels like to lose. It doesn't taste good. It doesn't feel good. And they certainly don't want to keep it up. They found ways to win those close games as of late. It helped jump them into an automatic berth, slide over a Lakers team that has a better record than them in the playoff seating, and now they draw USA a chance for them to get some redemption from that early season loss they had right here on this field.
And with that loss for Lakers last week, Cassidy was able to jump them by a half a point. And now we listen in to the national anthem presented and performed by the USA Marching Band.
We expect in school sports, nothing beats good sportsmanship. Ladies and gentlemen, the privilege of this game was made possible by those who have fought and continue to fight for the freedoms we enjoy. Let us now honor and respect their efforts and our country. Civilian gentlemen, please remove your hats. Active and retired military, we encourage you to render the appropriate salute. And everyone able, please stand at attention, placing your hand over your heart as we proudly sing our national anthem.
Current conditions in Sebring, Michigan are 49 degrees with mostly cloudy skies. They're calling for a 5% chance of rain this evening. Winds are out of the south-southeast at 11 miles per hour, gusting up to 16. Visibility is at 10 miles. Barometric pressure is dropping at 30.08 inches, and the dew point is at 43. It feels like it's 45 degrees out. The humidity is at 78%. Sunset was about an hour ago, 6:25 this evening, and we're currently in a waning crescent moon phase. So I think it's safe to say it's a beautiful night for football. We've lost now, Dave, 2 hours and 58 minutes since our first broadcast right here in USA at the beginning of the season.
It's hard to believe. I know it happens every year, but that is mind-blowing.
It's weird how that works, right?
It is.
Every time. Kansas City won the toss, elected to defer, so USA will be receiving to start this ball game. Your officials tonight, your referee is Chris Shoemate. Umpire Tim Walter, linesman is Marty Snover, line judge Jeff Weingartz, and your back judge is Mark Dow. For Cass City, kicking off, that is Big Man. I can't quite see that yet.
I think that's Brady Warford.
Brady Warford, I do believe, yes. He's also a tackle, defensive tackle, senior. Kicking for Cass City. Back for USA at their own 20-yard line. That would be Josh Lang and Hunter Bone. Right to left will be kicking off for Cassidy in their road white uniforms, maroon socks, maroon helmets, maroon numbers. Very clear and evident to see. We greatly appreciate it in advance. Warford's kick, line drive, bounces at the 15. bounces past the 10, and Josh Lang needs to pick it up at the 7. Kansas City special teams swarming to the ball, and Josh Lang gets out to about the 13-yard line before he's brought down by Brad Hacker for Kansas City. A 6-yard return for USA, and Kansas City pins USA for a long field to work with, left to right across the radio.
That is an impressive kick by Brady Warford to start this game. Kicks a low line drive kind of off to the right. It stays in bounds and has forced Lang to pick it up inside his own 10 and try to do something with it. So not a good field starting here for the Patriots at home.
Starting to the 13-yard line, left right across your radio, working off the left hash. As it's any surprise, USA is in the T formation, 3 men at the backfield. Ryan Kine, your quarterback. It's a handoff, and we don't have a chance of seeing who's running this ball, but it's actually Tanner Foley out to the 25-yard line for a 12-yard pickup brought down by Brendan Hamilton out of the secondary. He's a junior, and it's moved the chains for USA on their first play of offense.
Well, when USA is running the football, if you can't figure it out or find out who it is, just wait a second, because Tanner Foley will come flying out of the line and burst for a first down right here to start the game. So bad field position no longer. Tanner Foley gets him 10 yards on the first play. And here we go, folks. Playoffs are underway.
First and 10 from the 25 of USA. Patriots on offense. Kine hands it off right up the middle. And the pile moves forward for about 3 yards. There's a ball carrier somewhere underneath that whole pile.
Got to be Gettle.
That would be 45, Macklin Gettle, the fullback, out for about a 3-yard gain. It's a pick of pickup of seven and brought down.
62
by
Hank
number
Janik.
62, Hank Janik. Looking at the wrong roster, that probably helped. Didn't find a 62 on there. Second and 7 for USA.
That happens sometimes, Clark.
Yeah. Early playoff jitters, that's all.
right. First one of the year, bear with us.
T formation for Kine. And the Patriots is a handoff to their second option. Coming to our Kine's game, can keep it from around the right side. Has room to run. He has the first down. He's to midfield. And he's tackled out of bounds by Brennan Hamilton at the USA 49-yard line. It's a 24-yard pickup, and USA's offense is surging down the field.
Identical play out of the wing tee. They run to their right. They distract the line by sending Foley to the left. Macklin Gettle looked like he had the ball and kicked it to the outside. And I thought it was a great decision. And then I realized Kine had it himself. Macklin Gettle bounced it outside because he was the lead fullback. Picked up a big block, and Ryan Kine with a big gain to get the ball just short of midfield.
First and 10 from their own 49-yard line. 51-yard field to work with. 10:45 left in the first. No score from USA. Patriots' first play of offense. First drive of offense, excuse me. It's a handoff up the middle. Josh Lang gets across midfield to about the 47-yard line. It's going to be a pickup of 4 yards, and second down, 6 to go.
And Nick Perry there is first on the scene to make the tackle. He was the linebacker on that play and wraps up the feet. Needed a little help to finish the job, but a strong run there by Josh Lang on his first carry, just a traditional dive right through the middle. But when it gets 3 yards, your offensive line is winning the battle, and it's setting up another run to the outside as Cass City hasn't been able to seal the edges yet.
Just working inside the right hash. It's a handoff.
There we go.
This time to Macklin Gettle. He's out past the 40-yard line and finally brought down to the 37 by Brennan Hamilton, the safety. But it's not until after a first down and move the chains yet again for USA.
Now, Cass City so concerned about sealing the middle and winning the battle in the trenches that USA is just running right around them. That time there, Macklin Gettle runs to the right with a lead blocker, and there isn't a white jersey anywhere. And a first down by USA, making it look easy on this drive. Cass City defense kind of knocked on their heels to start this game.
First and 10 for USA, working off the right hash of the Cass City 37-yard line. 0-0 so far. We've played 2 minutes and 10 seconds. It's a handoff right up the middle for USA. They get out to the 30-yard line. It's a 7-yard pickup. Josh Lang, the ball carrier, short of the first down by 2 yards, but not too bad on first and 10. Brought down by Brennan Hamilton. That is his 5th tackle of the evening.
That's his 5th tackle on this drive. He has been all over the place, but that's not a good thing because he is playing safety. He is your defensive back, and he's got to have to come up and make tackles after 5 and 10-yard gains. So that big chunks here at a time for the Patriot offense. USA is going to have to find, or Cass City, excuse me, going to have to find a way to make a tackle in the backfield and slow this offense down a little bit.
Ryan Kine hands it off to number 13, Tanner Foley. He breaks free of his first tackle. Sheds that one, gets across about to the 25-yard line. Enough for the first down.